This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we focus on final days of signups for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program. National Milk's Chris Galen on the Dairy Defined podcast says the new improved safety net is much better than the old margin protection program.
Basically, it was just a cup of tea that was too weak. It just didn't have enough in the way of financial resources to ensure margins in a way that would be beneficial to most dairy producers. And I think after the first year we had it, farmers signed up, they paid premiums, it didn't return anything to them, and they got a really bad taste in their mouth from that weak cup of tea, and they decided, I don't want anything to do with it. So back in 2018, when the Dairy Margin Coverage Program was created, and so the specific changes that benefited farmers is that the margin now is much higher. Under the old program, under the MPP, the maximum margin was $8. That was the most you could insure against. Now it's $9.50. One of the other big changes is that the cost of premiums to farmers is lower. And so that makes signing up much more attractive because the cost of the insurance is less. And then to make adjustments on the feed cost formula, high quality alfalfa hay is now covered by that. That was a change that National Milk specifically asked Congress to make. And so that allows farmers a truer reflection in that margin formula of what it costs to feed dairy cattle, because they don't just use any old alfalfa. They use much more high quality to help with milk production.
He says National Milk has worked hard with Congress to make sure these improvements were made.
If you have a more robust risk management tool, it's going to cost more, like any other form of insurance. The more you cover, the higher your coverage threshold, the more it's generally going to cost you. So we went to Congress and said, you've got to allocate additional funds to make this new DMC program worthwhile. And it took some efforts to show that farmers didn't like the old MPP. A lot of them voted with their feet in the sense that they decided not to use the MPP in its final couple of years because it wasn't really very worthwhile. And so members of Congress saw that. We made sure that they saw that. And for that reason, then we were able to allocate some additional money to this. And when USDA came up with the new improved Dairy Margin Coverage Program, it featured more affordable premiums and more opportunity to ensure higher levels of coverage.
That being said, looking forward, Galen says the future in 2021, well, that's unknown.
Who knows how quickly the economy will continue to climb out of this trough created by the coronavirus and our reaction to it. We have a new administration. We're going to have many, many new people in Congress. And so there's a lot of things that will affect the economic outlook in the dairy sector, in agriculture, and even beyond that, that we don't really know about. I mean, certainly it's a year where there's probably less certainty than in any time since 9/11 back in 2001. So having said that, the outlook for margins is kind of murky and not great. If you look at what's happened to the cheese markets here in the middle part of November, there's been a significant downturn in the price of cheese, which is the biggest driver of farmers' milk checks, of course. And that is reflected in the margins here as we wind up 2020 and as we look toward 2021. There's a calculator that USDA makes available on its DMC webpage. And if you look at that right now, it is showing below 950 margins really in the first half of next year. So that's something that farmers need to keep in mind as we push towards this December 11th signup deadline, which is that right now, if you're looking at the margin price forecast, it's not great. It's not awful like it was in April or May, but it's certainly not great. And so that is something that farmers need to be apprised of. And I wouldn't necessarily cross my fingers hoping that things will suddenly turn around as we start 2021.
He says the Dairy Margin Coverage Program is just one of many tools in the toolbox for a dairyman safety net.
The DMC is meant to be helpful. It's not going to make anyone of any size 100% whole. And that's where you have to look at other risk management opportunities. Certainly, the government also offers the Livestock Gross Margin Program for dairy, and that can be very useful. A lot of private companies are also offering the Dairy Revenue Protection Program that was designed by the Farm Bureau, and that has also proven to be valuable this year. And then, of course, you can always do forward contracting and use options and puts to hedge your price risk that way. And so if you're concerned about the economic health of your operation, there are a number of different tools in the toolbox available for you to use.
That's Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation from a Dairy Defined podcast. More at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.